Chapter 41, The Coming of God's People on Earth. All human beings living in this earthly field have to return to the starting point of the immortal soul state. They have the choice between two ways: returning to the dialectical starting point in illusion as a soul of death, or returning to the Adamitic starting point as a living spirit soul. They who choose the first option simply have to link themselves permanently to this field of existence. They who choose the Adamitic starting point have to go the path that takes them to a totally different field of life. It is a radiation field that enables them to become children of God again, to be able to belong to that field of life, to be able to return to that starting point which the Brotherhood of Light shows us. It is necessary for us to become Christians. The word Christ means anointed. Christian therefore means to be an anointed one. In order to be able to go the soul-liberating path, we need to be anointed. We need to be hallowed, initiated. But inner power is needed for this. To be initiated is to be exalted as understood within the laws of mortal nature. This anointing signifies the receiving of soul radiation by means of a new serpent fire essence. This anointing is also received by means of the Word of God. Abstractly, by the Word of God. Concretely, in an impersonal way, through servants accepted by the Brotherhood of Light. What is the Word of God? The original meaning of the Word of God is the radiation power of the Gnosis. It is a radiation emanating from the Brotherhood of Light. The prologue of the Gospel of John says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." The compendium of the Word of God is the breath of God that emanates from the Gnosis, from the Kingdom of Light, from the Brotherhood of Life. Therefore, the Word of God is a radiation. That Word is and will be in the beginning of every new period of time. The Absolute Life is in that radiation, and that life is the Absolute Light for all human beings. It is the light that leads to spirit-soul liberation. That light shines in the darkness. Although the light comes to everyone, although the Gnostic sun shines over everything and everyone, the darkness cannot see that light. For this reason, the Word comes in a different way to his. Own, in order to make the unknown, that which is very abstract to the dialectical human being, concrete. That happens by means of the servants of the Word. In other words, the Brotherhood comes to humanity. Where humanity is not capable of coming to the Brotherhood comes to humanity. In the same way, the servants of the mystery school of the young Gnostic Brotherhood prove themselves to humanity. What is a servant of the Word? A servant of the Word is one sent by the Brotherhood, one taught in the mysteries of the light. When he comes to humanity, such a servant of the Word will bring the light. He will spread the light radiation of the Gnosis in this dark world and link it, if possible, with the hearts of human beings. A servant radiates the light of the Brotherhood in a horizontal, transmuted way. Dialectical humanity is struck by this horizontal radiation, and those who turn out to be susceptible to it and can react to it are broken open, as it were, by this horizontal light radiation. In this way, people are opened up to the vertical light, the abstract Word of God. In this way, it becomes possible for a human being who has been affected by a servant of the Gnosis to learn to see the light of the Word of God. When the vertical light has descended into the transmuted horizontal radiation, the cross has been planted in the human being. Thus, the cross is literally planted in the pupil through the appearance of the Brotherhood in the darkness of this earthly existence. The path of transfiguration, the vertical upward path, is therefore open to every serious pupil. The letter to the Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." The purpose of this is the tearing asunder of the dialectical natural soul. The sword is planted in the natural soul. The natural soul is torn asunder, as it were, and space is created in the serpent fire for an upward progress in life. The old soul state is destroyed by this thrust of the sword. the space that is left by this, allows the new soul to be born. We can see the two-edged flaming sword emanating from the mouth of God as a twofold activity of the Brotherhood, a vertical and a horizontal inpouring of light power. The Word of God is a living, vibrating, and unassailable reality. If you can profess this unassailable reality, you will understand the letter of the truth. Knowing the letter of the truth then also means knowing the process of transfiguration. Entering the truth, uniting the truth with the heart's blood, means to say that he who knows the letter of the truth becomes one who applies the truth, who realizes the truth. Thus we have. Firstly, knowing the letter of the truth. Secondly, opening up the practical truth. Thirdly, experiencing the truth. If you understand this trichotomy, you will have rediscovered the threefold word. God's blessing will then rest on you, and the power of the community of the Spirit will be your reward. Together, the servants of God form the nation of God on earth. All holy scriptures mention this. Nation of God. We offer no opinion as to whether Jesus the Lord was a blood-born servant of the Gnosis in the ordinary sense. However, the Holy Scriptures say of him that he was a high priest in the order of Melchizedek. That is a state of being elevated far above blood, race, and nation. Hence, the nation of God is a community of servants living in all the countries of the world and belonging to all races and nations. This serving brotherhood may be seen as the vanguard of the chain of the universal brotherhood of Christ. They are all occupied in the same task. You can recognize them by the fact that none of them wishes to establish the kingdom of God in this world. They will inevitably point back to the Adamitic starting point of the living spirit soul. This is a very true statement, because the spark of the eternal spirit lives in you. For this reason, many have already drawn a sharp distinction between matter and spirit. However, the word matter should not bring to your mind all that you have left behind in gross material attachments. You must draw the concept of matter into your own being. Then you will come to the conclusion that matter is nothing but the opposite of spirit. Negative and positive molecular forces prevail in matter. But because of dialectical attachment to matter, there is a continuous process of breaking up in the body itself. Within matter, there is a continuous life that consists of building and breaking up. In the spirit, positive and negative forces work together to achieve an unknown unity, allowing the formation of a completely new body. As the spirit is eternal, breaking up is an unknown factor. There is a continuous growth, a creation forever in motion. That is the process in which every serious pupil of the spiritual school of the Golden Rosicross should start to participate. In every pupil, the spark of the eternal spirit lives. In this spark lies perfect life, that is, life without decomposition. We said before that the choice is up to you, truly participating in the imperishable life of the soul, or continuing in the prison of matter and so continually building anew and necessarily breaking up again. Is it not true that everyone who still lives in the personality, and so still thinks from the point of view of the personality, unconsciously continues to participate in matter? If you had truly made the choice, you would have risen above all that misery, all those obstacles that sometimes rest so heavily on your shoulders. Let us establish, you are living your pupilship. You are striving seriously for the liberation of the soul, but the insistent voice from within and from without, make your choice and let go of your last reservations, is still often being ignored. As long as you still expect anything of this world, as long as you have not yet come to terms with yourself, as long as you still chase after all sorts of dialectical perspectives, you should know that the school will not put pressure on you in any way. That wouldn't do any good, for you yourself will go your own way to its logical conclusion. Hebrews chapter 13 verses 7 and 8 puts it like this. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Try to understand, therefore, that it is high time consciously to take a serious look at and accept your participation in the House Sancti Spiritus. Do you dare to undergo, in the state you are in now, the reception of the holy fire in the heart of this, our house? If you can say yes to this, the coming hours and days will prove this. Then the whole group of pupils will manifest itself as one closely knit unity, and the results will not keep us waiting. Then we will be able consciously to greet the approaching purifying and cleansing soul ether field with a cry of joy. Then you will recognize him who is to come as being from the same spirit field as the one to which you are trying to raise yourself up and of which you have experienced the inner touch. Then all inner pain will have been dissolved in what is completely new and joyful. Then the encounter will be celebrated consciously. Surely the choice is not difficult for those who long for this inwardly. May the Gnosis therefore grant you the soul courage to carry out your choice. If you are willing to die as to nature in order to be resurrected in the spirit-soul life, then you will know that the light of lights will be with you. And then, when you stand immovable in the light, the great miracle will happen. Then the sword will be driven into you, the flaming, two-edged sword, and you will hear the voice, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." You are then taken up as an active participant in the Holy Grail, as it has taken form in the mystery school of the young Gnostic Brotherhood, the latest link in the chain of the universal brotherhood of Christ.